Hi, this is the Madness Podcast, your indispensable guide for all things related to the world of school marketing and admissions. Every fortnight, we'll be bringing you the top stories, insights and best practice from leaders in the school sector. You can expect brilliant anecdotes, the lowdown on the latest tech and the inside track on what really works when it comes to effectively engaging today's families. Thanks for joining us. Now on with the pod. So here we are then, it's the preview edition of the Madness Podcast, where we're going to spend the next 30 minutes or so introducing you to the season ahead, introducing you to us, your hosts, and also taking a look at some of the key themes that we think are going to emerge as we start to bring into our virtual studio some of the thought leaders and actual leaders from the world of school marketing and admissions. My name's James Higgins and I'm your host, and I'm joined by another Higgins in the shape of Nick, who, full disclosure, is also my brother. We're really looking forward to the weeks and months ahead as we bring you some incredible guests. We'll get onto the lineup a bit later on, but first of all, allow me to introduce Nick. Nick, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right, thanks. I think that was probably very sensible to flag, James. Don't just think it's two blokes with a suspiciously similar surname on the podcast. So yes, thank you.
So Nick, listen, I thought our future episodes are really going to be focused on our guests and their insights and us learning all about them. But I wouldn't want our listeners to wonder, well, what about these two guys? Where have they come from and why have they suddenly started to do a pod about the world of school marketing and admissions? So I'm just going to ask you, if you will, to share the last 10, 15 years of your career so we can build a bit of a picture of how you've got to where you're at.
Yeah, that makes sense, James. So I've been working in education for over a decade. I began working in further education institutions in Manchester and London, and I was responsible latterly for kind of career services, but at first for supporting students to access higher education, particularly students from traditionally underrepresented groups. And that led me to co-found my current company, the Ambassador Platform. So we're a SaaS technology company, and we provide universities with a marketing and recruitment platform that they use to connect current students with prospective students around the world. Been doing that for the past seven years. And it's been a fantastic adventure. We've really scaled. We've got about 200 clients now. We were recently acquired by a big publicly listed company in Australia. So that's been a great journey. But, you know, our focus has very much been on higher education institutions. But through my journeys in and around the international education sector, I've encountered and learned a lot about schools, particularly international schools. And actually, I was really lucky a couple of years ago on a trip to Singapore to visit Dulwich College Singapore and meet their then director of marketing and admissions, Jason Hopner, who's going to be our first guest on the podcast. And it was from that first visit that I just got really fascinated in the school sector, but particularly fascinated by international schools. I think, you know, they're a huge segment of the overall international education market. There's, according to ISC's latest global market report, you know, there's nearly 14,000 international schools producing around 60 billion of tuition fee revenue. They're a huge, huge segment of the overall international education market. But I just think they're a little bit underserved. There's amazing things going on in them. Great work happening in the schools, amazing people that you know, work in and around these schools. But I think they're a little underserved. So I suppose that is a long answer as to why I'm here sitting with you today, James. I know I wanted to, and we both wanted to, you know, to provide something a little bit different and of real value to people across the school sector.
A lot of that resonates with me, Nick, and for the last 25 years, I'm almost 25 years now into sort of post-university working life.
my career has been characterized by storytelling as a journalist and editor in the regional press in the northwest of the UK, and more recently across the last six or so years working at a PR agency. And I think the vast majority of our guests also fit into that bracket of storytellers, the marketeers, and a lot of other things, but they are trying to convey and tell the story of their schools and institutions in the best possible way, in the most engaging way, to excite and entice prospective families and pupils. Mm-hmm. So that storytelling side of me has never died. It's very much alive, and that's what I'm most looking forward to. But actually putting the boot on the other foot and allowing our guests to become the storytellers as they tell us about their careers, about their insights into the industry, about what they think is really hot right now, the risks or the opportunities. I think we're going to cover so much ground, and that's all going to be music to my ears, because I love to tell stories, but I love to hear them as well.
So yeah, I've also admired James as your brother, your very successful career as a storyteller. But it's not just the fact that we're brothers and, you know, content boffins explaining why we're on a podcast. You are also a podcaster. That is a thing you do. So yeah, I thought it might be interesting to tell the guests that, so they don't think we're total noobs at this.
Oh, that's right. We had a client who works in the financial services sector, and it's not traditionally a sector that is sexy or exciting or particularly accessible, actually. And the podcast for that particular business, and the business is called Rachel Bell Wealth Management, so let me give a shout out to them because they're amazing, came about in a really weird way. So I was on a running challenge, and I was trying to complete 1,000 miles of running in a year. And I'd said to Rachel, who's the practice principal of this business, can you just do me a few voice notes on the next feature that we need to create for a particular magazine? And I'll turn those voice notes into content. And so she recorded me 3 or 4 voice notes, and she started by saying, oh, I'm a bit nervous doing this. And I listened to them when I was out on a run. And I actually found that she was incredibly engaging, yeah, and was able to convey quite complex information in a really simple way. And literally while I was running and out of breath, I sent a voice note back saying, we must do a podcast series. Now, I'd never done one before. I'd listened, but never recorded or produced. She was terrified at the prospect of it, but she said, I'll give anything a go. And we've done 2 successful seasons of that. Audiences have tuned in literally from across the world. And people will say to her in conversation, or sometimes even if they bump into her at a meeting or whatever it might be, or I listened to your most recent podcast and I've never found details around financial planning or investments, mm-hmm, as accessible as I do through your podcast. And that's great to hear, because that's what this is all about. It's about sharing information. It's about sharing knowledge. It's about making what sometimes can be inaccessible accessible. We're going to be talking to a global community of marketing and admissions professionals.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
And I think connecting them together through the Madness podcast and building a community out of that is going to be really exciting, and I think very worthwhile.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think that I think there's some real parallels in what we're doing here. You know, I spend a lot of time on LinkedIn, and I've got contacts from across the international education sector. And there's lots of interesting stuff shared, but I do feel that there's an underrepresentation or a deficit of sharing or spotlighting some of the amazing stuff that's going on in the school sector. I see people occasionally posting great stuff, people that could be great storytellers and hopefully going to become great storytellers by being guests or becoming part of the Madness community. So yeah, maybe that's our leitmotif, which is bringing the power of storytelling to people who've got some good stories to tell. Maybe that's a little try. I don't know.
No, not at all. And it's right. You know, nobody goes into work or nobody applies for a job and is successful in getting the job and then thinks, I'm going to work in a silo. I can't wait to work in a silo. Yeah. Can't wait to share stuff with other people. But then the realities of the job kick in, and we're all so busy with our day-to-day lives that sometimes the things that we would like to do end up on the sidelines. So this is a way of us helping members of that community to share their wisdom, knowledge, understanding, fears, highs, lows.
I think that it's perhaps becoming a little bit of a buzzword around any kind of initiative today, say, hey, you know, there's going to be a community around it. And often I think that word is misappropriated, particularly around things like a podcast. It just means like the people who listen to it. I know that's not what we mean. So we are going to be asking a lot on these podcasts and on the LinkedIn page to start off with for suggestions of future guests, for questions that the audience would like us to ask our guests, for kind of themes that they'd like us to tease out. And I know that further down the line, we are going to do some actual community building with some online groups. And, you know, we hope at some point even being able to move that into some kind of physical meetup around the Madness community. So I know that's a broad and longer term roadmap, but we really, really, really don't want to be two guys with the same surname who drop in and broadcast. We want to be the people who host the party and have other people enjoy that.
For sure. So I think now is a perfect time, Nick, to dive into who we've got coming up over the next 10 episodes of season one. So I'm going to hand over to you to run us through those esteemed names.
Absolutely. Thank you. Okay. So episode one, we have got Jason Hoppner, who is currently at the German European School in Singapore. As I mentioned, Jason was the first person who I kind of met in the school sector. He gave me a wonderful tour around Dulwich College, Singapore, where he was previously leading the market and admissions function. Jason is, I mean, he's just a great guy. He's known across the sector for being a bit of a thought leader, for doing things that are led by research. And he's got, you know, an impressive kind of commercial background across the education sector. He spent a number of years with Navitas, a big private higher education provider in Australia. So yeah, episode one is going to be Jason. I think, as you said, we're going to perhaps hear from him later in the episode.
Yeah, that's right. We do have a special message from Jason as we bring this preview episode to a close. Very much looking forward to speaking to Jason. Sounds like a fantastic guy with a depth of knowledge and thought leaders. Absolutely what we want. We want people to come on here and be bold, to not be afraid to speak their mind, even to be controversial in what they say, because it all starts a debate, and that's what we want to be. Orchestrators and facilitators of debate across the very many subjects that are relevant to this sector. So here's up with guest two.
Yeah, guest two. So we're going to be joined by Anne Dickinson, who is currently with Rugby School in Japan, was previously at Jeredong International School in Brunei, and has also worked at international schools in Malaysia and Bangkok. I know Anne fairly well. She's an absolutely lovely person, and she's going to be an energetic guest, I've got no doubt. But I think more specifically, it's going to be really interesting to understand how the interplay of rugby's kind of historical brand as a very prominent independent school in the UK now figures through this extension into the international school market, you know, with their school in Japan. I'm sure that presents a lot of opportunities and challenges. I think it'd be something that I'm particularly looking forward to unpicking with. And so, yeah, Anne Dickinson, guest number two.
And interestingly, she's only been in a role for a really short period of time. Yes. So what I'm curious to hear from Anne is whether she's managed to go in and take the strategy of observing, listening, and planning a roadmap for the future before she takes action, or if she's been a little like me and gone in and been, you know, really desperate to implement immediate change. So yeah, very much looking forward to welcoming Anne into the virtual studio.
Yeah, and I want to know, is the madness more mad in that first period, or is it actually are you granted some kind of reprieve before the chaos begins? So yeah, looking forward to chatting to that about it.
I guess that's what you choose to make it, and different people take different strategies. So, Anne, looking very much forward to hearing what your strategy has been so far.
Yeah, guest number three, we've got Irene Chung, who's currently with XCL Education. Irene's previously worked in higher ed. She was at the College of Law in Australia and also University of Technology in Sydney. That's actually where I first met Irene. We've kind of fortuitously crossed paths again in the school sector. I'm really looking forward to speaking to Irene because, one, as you can see from her LinkedIn, she's someone who is able to demonstrate success with real hard metrics, which I think is something that can sometimes get a little bit lost in the education sector. But she's also got a really impressive kind of corporate marketing background. She was responsible for some of L'Oreal's marketing across Asia. So I'm interested to know, how does the kind of rigor and discipline of big B2C kind of corporate marketing into play with some of the nuances of the school sector? So I think it's going to be fascinating to chat to Irene about that, but also because she has got a group commercial role across XCL Education that's got a really significant number of schools in Asia. So how do you balance kind of group methodology and discipline whilst trying to communicate, the individual nuances of each school? That's going to be a really interesting conversation.
Yeah, and really different sectors as well. So to move from B2C in what is a global brand to a very, very different world must have been a challenge at times. So that's going to be interesting to hear. And stats and more stats. The world of marketing can be notoriously difficult to quantify unless you're driving digital ad campaigns and social campaigns, which have got a strong set of metrics under them. But some of the softer marketing that we do as professionals in the sector is difficult to pin down when it comes to did that work or did it not. So that's going to be really interesting to hear what Irene's got to say. And she can perhaps recommend shampoo for a balding middle-aged man.
Absolutely. I'm sure L'Oreal's got something for that, but I wouldn't be quite so harsh, James. I think your hairline's still relatively intact. All right. Okay. So guest number four, we've got Jane Forster, who is currently at Wellington College, Bangkok. Again, really fascinating. Wellington's got a number of international schools in places like China, India, Thailand as well. So I think it's going to be interesting to see, in a similar way to Anne, how Jane balances the kind of received weight of history and reputation and tradition with the kind of bleeding edge of international schooling at her school in Bangkok. But yeah, Jane's got a great, really interesting background. She's also worked at schools in South Korea. And she's got a kind of 90s media background. Which I don't know, James, was that as you were just coming into the media, or maybe a bit later?
Yeah, no, I was sort of early noughties when I made my first foray into the newsroom, but I did note that from Jane's LinkedIn, and it brought a smile to my face because there are definite commonalities in the world of news media and marketing, as we discussed at the start of this.
Yeah.
Conversation. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to hear Jane's take on that and whether she's still using some. I mean, some of the skills never die in terms of content creation, mm-hmm. storytelling, but also the way that we create content now is so very different to even 5 years ago, never mind 25 to 30 years ago. So it'd be interesting to pick Jane's brains on that.
Completely. No, absolutely. But I'm looking forward to finding out whether the kind of cutthroat world of Fleet Street still has relevance when you're recruiting expat families in Southeast Asia in 2024. That's going to be a good episode.
So we're going to be halfway through the season when we welcome Beth into the studio.
We are indeed. So we're going to be welcoming Beth Drake as guest number five. And Beth, again, has got a really interesting perspective, I think not dissimilar from Irene's. She's doing a group role at Amerigo Education. She was previously the chief operating officer at UTP High Schools before they joined forces with Amerigo. And Beth's going to have, I think, a very different set of perspectives or insights than other guests. So for anyone who's not familiar with UTP, they offer specialized programs for international students in a kind of US high school context. So it's very much international education and very much dealing with international students, but it's more a kind of American K-12 context rather than a UK independent or a kind of classic international school setting. So yeah, Beth's great. I've known her for a while in and around the higher ed sector as well. Often see her at conferences. She's like fabulous person, and yeah, won't be shy of giving her opinion. So that's gonna be a great midpoint episode. Okay, and then guest six is Nikita Vasilyev. This is going to be, I think, one of the kind of more serious conversations that we have throughout the series. So Nikita is with an international school based in Kyiv, the Peshek International School. And, you know, he's actually relocated to Warsaw, obviously, as a result of the absolutely awful situation over the past two and a bit years in Ukraine. So I think it's going to be fascinating to understand how, you know, what was, you know, prior to the conflict, a thriving IB school serving 50 nationalities, you know, understand how that's had to change and adapt, you know, through what's almost a period of unthinkable difficulty. And, you know, how do you, you know, there's obviously the kind of trope that all marketing is, you know, just about pushing superlatives. You know, that's not so easy to do when your audience obviously understands the very, very difficult context that your school or your role's operating in. So I'm particularly looking forward to speaking with Nikita. Personally, I have a lot of friends and colleagues through my current company, the Ambassador Platform, that are based in Ukraine. It's a place that I've visited. So, yeah, it's kind of an issue that's quite close to my heart. And I'm really, really, really looking forward to hearing Nikita's story, because I'm sure it's going to be a pretty moving and pretty impactful one.
Yeah, I'm just not quite sure what to expect, if I'm honest, because he and his fellow Ukrainians have suffered unimaginable loss, disruption, chaos. I just wonder how you get through that. And the Ukrainians have shown remarkable resilience, and I think the world has taken them to heart because of that. I think you hit the nail on the head there, Nick. It's going to be one of the more serious pods that we record, but potentially in a strange way, maybe one of the most uplifting as well.
Okay, so guest number seven, we've got a little bit of a mad celebrity, or a celebrity in the madness, celebrity in the midst of the madness, however you want to say it. But we've got David Milner from Sedba School in Cumbria. David's actually the chair of the board of directors for AMSIS, which, for any of our international listeners, is the Association of Admissions, Marketing, Communications in Independent Schools here in the UK. So, you know, David's just got a huge amount of expertise. I know, James, he's based in Cumbria near you, so I think that could be an in-person recording. But yeah, he's going to have great perspective. He's got an incredible CV. He's worked at Kilgrass and St. Bees and the King's School as well. So I think that's just going to be an episode jam-packed with insights from someone who really knows their stuff.
It is, and Sedba is this quintessential English countryside town, fewer than 3,000 residents, on the cusp of the Lake District. And it's going to be fascinating to hear who is attracted to this school and why. So, I mean, I can see the attraction because I live in this part of the world and it's absolutely beautiful. So I'm just really curious to learn from which parts of the world people come to this tiny town on the cusp of the English Lake District.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously David's got responsibility for kind of international operations as part of his remit. So yeah, how do you... Well, you know what, James? I actually think you're going to have a lot to talk about, because I know that through some of your PR work with your current company, 32 West, you've you've helped companies run a few campaigns kind of telling the story of the Lake District and of Cumbria more broadly. So yeah, I'm sure David's got a similar challenge, and that's going to be an interesting one to hear you guys talk about.
Yeah. Yeah. Looking forward to it, David.
Yeah, so our next guest is Kyle Aldous from the Singapore American School. He is a self-proclaimed storyteller and, again, got an interesting CV. He's worked in kind of retail operations and marketing, you know, B2C outside of the education sector. So I think it's going to be interesting to hear how he kind of brings that knowledge into his current work at Singapore American School. And I'm particularly interested to chat with him because, SAS has got, it's got, you know, a really significant history. It was established in the 50s, I think, was it 56? And so, you know, it's always obviously for a significant period of time been this melting pot of American and Singaporean culture, which if you've visited those two places, I'm lucky enough to have been to both, you know, make interesting bedfellows, I would imagine. So it'd be fascinating to see how that's balanced at a kind of school culture ethos level, and then, you know, how that plays out and figures in the promotion and the marketing that they do of the school.
I noted something that particularly excited me on Kyle's CV, and it's really outside of what we're discussing here. But if I was to say Air Flare or Headspins to you, would that mean anything?
No, I don't think it would.
No, well, actually buried down, deep down in Kyle's LinkedIn profile is the fact that he used to be a breakdance instructor.
I did see that, actually. Clearly, I'm not up on the breakdancing terms. I did see that.
So, yeah. Yeah, a man of many, many talents.
Yeah. I'd be interested to know, is it more difficult to market an international school or do a head spin when you break dancing? That's the kind of incisive questions we're going to be putting to guests on the Madness podcast.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Guest 9.
Okay. So guest 9, we're going to be joined by Kelsey Hare. And she has just finished up a role at an international school in Spain and is moving to Stratford Hall School, which is an independent IB school in Vancouver. That's an institution she'd previously worked at. Kelsey, again, like, you know, great experience. She's also worked for Nord Anglia in Dublin. And I know, James, you're interested in this idea of, like, you know, what do you do when you first get into a role like this? But I think that's going to be particularly relevant with Kelsey, considering that she's just moved from a Spanish context back to a Canadian context. So, you know, there's got to be some serious differences there. How do you manage those differences? How do you take lessons from one school context or one cultural context to another? That's going to be really interesting to chat to her about.
And I guess one of the perks of this role, if you want it, is the ability to see the world.
And, absolutely.
And Kelsey is a prime example of that. Having gone from Spain to Dublin to across the pond or the other way around, whichever order it's coming. So, yeah, the cultural differences will be significant. I mean, there are cultural differences even between Dublin and London. So to move about so much must be really interesting, but actually very challenging.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So guest number 10, to round off the series is Remco Vader, from Scarborough College, which is an independent day and boarding school in the north of England. Remco's also an AMCIS board member. So we got two AMCIS board members, some real experts joining us. Remco's got a lot of experience in agent management, so that's something that I really want to chat to him about. And he's a mad person with strong thoughts on innovation, but I'll save that for the episode. So I think that's going to be a really, really entertaining chat to round off series one.
Scarborough, for those listeners who don't know, Scarborough is a traditional seaside resort, fish and chip shops, promenade, arcades for the kids to play in, and then we've got this very prestigious school sitting just outside of it. And the juxtaposition there is quite interesting, because I'd never heard of Scarborough College before we started to put this lineup together. And when I started to do some research, I was like, wow, okay. So Scarborough, one of the UK's most famous seaside towns, has got its very own private school. So, yeah, I'm wondering if the pupils sneak out at night for fish and chips on the prom and a go on the two-piece slot machines.
That is something we will have to defer to episode 10 to answer.
I'm looking forward to that. I think the other thing that we're starting to notice, Nick, is that as we speak to our guests ahead of them joining us on the pod, there are some interesting emerging themes.
Absolutely. So I think from a kind of UK independent perspective, we're definitely, I think, on multiple occasions going to touch on the changing VAT exemption context for school fees. I think that's a real issue for leaders of the MAD function in a lot of schools. From an international school context, we're going to touch on, I think, a number of occasions again, the risk of kind of destination saturation. So what do you do when you've just got a lot of schools in a particular city? I'm thinking about particularly in the Southeast Asian context here. How do schools maintain market share? What does that mean for the market dynamics? I think that's going to be really interesting. The relationship between the marketing admissions function and the head teacher or the head's office is something that's come up a number of times.
Is that guys from the marketing team knocking on the door and trying to get the head to do a TikTok? Is that what's happening? Or is it a bit more subtle?
No, I think it's more about the kind of politics and power play between the MAD function and the headship. Of course, the need for the head teacher to appear in a snazzy TikTok probably plays in there somewhere. I think another thing is as well, and we're going to come at this from a couple of angles. I think the move to adopting a more commercial mindset and methodology, introducing research frameworks and also exploring and implementing CX strategies cross school, I think is something that we're going to come to in almost every episode. And I think they're kind of three distinct themes, but they're definitely not disparate. Overall, it's, you know, how do we professionalize the marketing admissions function, particularly drawing kind of direction and instruction from outside the education sector. And then some other things we're going to touch on, of course, AI has reared its head, or its code, as it, I think it is everywhere. We'll be looking at the kind of relative role of agents and their kind of ongoing primacy or not. And of course, particularly through our conversations with Nikita, but I think more broadly, when we think about perhaps the kind of ongoing expat exodus from China, you know, we're going to look at the interplay between international schooling and some of the big geopolitical events that are taking place at the moment. So, yeah, if you listen to the Madness podcast over Series 1, you're not going to be short of interesting takeaways and thoughts. I can guarantee that.
It sounds like a veritable feast to me.
Indeed, a smorgasbord of insights, I would describe it as.
Well, what more can we say?
Absolutely.
I think, Nick, that we've almost said enough for now. I would like to just reiterate something you said at the beginning of this preview episode, which is that we very much want this to be your podcast, i.e. you, the listener, for you to give us direction on the subject matter that you would like to be included, for you to challenge, if you would like to, some of the rhetoric that comes out of our guests. And the best way to do that is through our LinkedIn platform. You will have seen that we're pretty active on it already and we're starting to build an audience and community, and we're also incredibly responsive. So please, as the season gets underway, or in fact, before it does, if you're listening to this now and there's something in your mind, do drop us a DM. So I think, Nick, the time has come now for us to end this preview episode with some words from our very first guest, Jason Hoppner, as he gives us a bit of a taste of what's to come. Any closing comments from yourself?
Just to repeat our tagline, ab insania sanitas, in madness, sanity. And we hope that in the midst of the madness, we are going to be your partners, bring in sanity and a little bit of fun through the next few months.
Absolutely. Well, that's it from us for now. We're going to hand you over to Jason, and we look forward to being on your playlist very, very soon. Madness Podcast will be available on all major streaming platforms, including Spotify and Apple Pods. For now, it's over to you, Jason. Nick, thanks very much.
Hi, my name is Jason Hoppner, Director of Operations and Customer Experience at the German European School in Singapore, and I'm extremely thrilled and privileged to be the first guest on the all-new Madness Podcast. For many schools, the roles of marketing and admissions are evolving at a rapid pace, and the Madness Podcast is unique in providing invaluable insights and cutting-edge real-world strategies from some of the leading practitioners in our sector. I can't wait to sit down with Nick and James to share my thoughts, but to also hear from colleagues around the world and to learn what strategies are working well for them.